For best picture quality, please adjust the tracking control on your VCR. When you're on the run, when you're marked, you've burned energy you never had, so eat everything you can find. Rip that plastic bag open and shovel out the cabbage leaves, flicking off maggots, remembering to sift for broken glass. Don't think about who you used to be, not when you're on your knees in the rain, alley eating behind a small town Chinese restaurant. The days of greens before ice cream are dead. Keep your engine full, because the shadow with too many teeth wants you tired. You're easier to catch when you're tired. A noise in the dark. I spin around, noodle threads dangling from my fingers, and peer with my one good eye. Who's there? More likely than not, it's one of us. They call us the homeless. It's easy for people to think of us as a mass, a horde, as opposed to someone's kid. Even if I'm right, I've spent too many nights sleeping rough under the stars these past two summers to assume the best of others. The quiet turns people street mean. We become insects fighting for rot and shelter. No mercy, no middle ground. I've seen things no 19-year-old should. Still, I'd take any one of those sad sons or daughters with their hunger and underpass confessions they share around tin barrel fires over the monster. Maybe I'm being too harsh. Maybe we always were insects. Ants with their cosmic universes inside them, going about their business in their ecosystems, buckling against the chain of command only to learn everything falls apart if they buck too hard. The bully is nothing without the bullied, so the bullied must submit. Teachers need students. Churches without believers are just buildings with pretty windows. Eat, survive. Parasites turning on parasites, because everyone, every last one of us has a part to play, and we all must feed in the end. I said, who's there? The alley is a throat of shadow ringed with pink and blue neon from the loading dock signs. A curtain of rainwater between me and whoever, whatever, is back there, looking at me, bone wet on my knees next to the Schwinn. My heartbeat quickens. Thudding blood through my system makes me feel like my head is going to explode. Fear helps you to see better in the dark. A shadow moves against the wall, the slop of a foot, sick decay on the breeze. Tossing those noodle threads, I fumble for my waterlogged backpack and swing it over my shoulders, the extra weight making my muscles grind. I push my bike into the storm, the front wheel popping on a broken beer bottle. Looking back is never a good idea. The storm clears. I lean against a tree in a nearby park, too wired up to sleep. Country dark is thick with memories that tongue you until you're raw. Light spills across the sky, explosions of sound, birds caw, dogs howl. It's still a few days to New Year's Eve, the year 2000, but people are celebrating early. Good for them. I can't help wondering how they'll all react if the millennium bug, the Y2K we've heard so much about, throws the world into darkness after all. Perhaps, for once, others will experience the panic I live with every day. That uncertainty about starting over. And finally, it's like we might always and only be equals.